على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. لا تركنن إلى القصور الفاخرة، واذكر عظامك حين تمسي ناخرة، وإذا رأيت زخارف الدنيا فقل يا رب إن العيش عيش الآخرة. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظم جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة التوبة verse number 18. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ. إِنَّمَا, as we have discussed many occasions before, is adat al-hasr wa qasr. Anything that comes after إِنَّمَا is without any exception. So, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ. يَعْمُرُ من كلمة عمارة. عمارة عمارة literally means a building. If you are living somewhere in an Arab country and your building has a number, you say أنا أعيش في عمارة رقم كذا. I live in building number such and such. عمارة. But it comes from this word عمارة يعمرو, which means to build, to maintain, to look after, to care for. And in this case, it is the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who looks after the houses of Allah? In other words, who does Allah expect to look after the houses of Allah? Al-Yahud? Al-Nasara? الهندوس المجوس؟ لا والله. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله. Indeed, without any exception, those that look after the houses of Allah, they are those who believe in Allah. In other words, it's a sign of إيمان. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسي ووالده وولده والناس أجمعين. So many ahadith. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let him speak good things or keep quiet. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let them never harm their neighbors. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let them honor their guests. You don't have true faith until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. You don't have true faith until the believer, or that until I am more beloved to the believer, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until I am more beloved to the believer than himself, his parents, his children, and the whole of mankind. So these are all signs of Iman. And another sign of Iman, somebody that has true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they look after the houses of Allah. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They believe in Allah and the last day. Because also, whatever we are spending in this world is an investment for the hereafter. And not only is it an investment for the hereafter, as we know, sadaqah, has got so many benefits. When one gives charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَصَدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارِ. And charity will wipe away a person's sins just like the water puts out the fire, said our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اِتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Shield yourselves from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is giving half a date in the path of Allah. Even if it is giving half a date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be a shield for us from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Heal your sick with sadaqah. When we give charity, it is a means of bringing shifa for ourselves and those that we are making dua for, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should heal them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And how many sick people there are today? Allahu Akbar. As-sihhatu tajun ala ra'us al-sihha la yaraha illa al-marda. What did the wise man say? Health is a crown on the heads of the healthy, which only the sick people can see. And as well, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, al-mu'minu fi dhilli sadaqatihi. A believer will be in the shade of his charity on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So many benefits there are. Even the sadaqah that we give on behalf of the deceased. إذا مات ابن آدم فقد قامت قيامته. Not that hadith. That hadith is, if a mankind passes away, then his qiyamah is established. No. إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا في ثلاث. If mankind passes away, then all of their actions are cut off. They can't do any good deeds anymore. They can't give charity. They can't acquire or disseminate knowledge. And they can't make dua for themselves. Once a person dies, khalas. All their actions are cut off except for three things. Number one, sadaqatun jariyah. A charity that is given on behalf of them, that people still benefit from on the dunya. وَعِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And knowledge that they've disseminated when they were alive, and people continue to benefit from it. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. And a pious child that makes dua for them. Why pious child? Because هو أولى. أولى meaning that obviously it is more proper for the child to make dua for their parents than anybody else. But it doesn't mean that anybody else cannot make dua for them. But especially the children, it is a great ni'mah when we leave behind us children that remember us in their duas. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, here is an opportunity to gain all these benefits. Plus, man bana lillahi masjidan yabni Allahu lahu qasran fil jannah. Whoever builds, and some ulama have in their commentaries have said, even maintains, because at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only expects us to do what we can. Some people can afford to build a whole masjid. Some people, maybe they can't afford to build a whole masjid, but they can give 1,000 bricks or 100 bricks or 10 bricks or even 1 brick. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. Allah doesn't place a burden on a soul except in terms of what He has given that soul. So that's all Allah wants us to do, is to do our best, and to Allah we leave the rest. So if we can't build a masjid, or a masjid is not being built, at least we can help maintain a masjid. At least we can look after a masjid. At least we can look after one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without any exception, those who look after, who maintain the houses of Allah, are those who believe in Allah and in the last day, and they establish prayer, and they pay their zakah, and they fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, Jamaat al-Muslimin, مَا أَرِزْقُ لَا يَنْقُسُ بِالصَّدَقَةِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مَا نَقَسَ مِنْ مَالٍ مِنْ صَدَقَةِ. That giving sadaqah will never ever deplete or diminish a person's wealth. In actual fact, it's the best way to increase your wealth, is to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know this. يَمْحَقَ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. ويربي الصدقات. Allah annihilates interest. Any transaction in which there is riba, Allah annihilates it. There's no barakah. ويربي الصدقات, but Allah multiplies charity. And how does He multiply it? Allahu Akbar. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. The likeness of one who spends in the path of Allah is the likeness of a seed of grain. It produces 7 ears. In each ear there are 100 seeds, and Allah multiplies for those whom it pleases Him to multiply for, and Allah is all expansive in giving, all knowing of what we are doing. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, an appeal for the sake of Allah. And I start with myself. Nobody else is going to look after our masajid if we are not going to look after them. And if we don't look after them, Allah is going to question us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because Allah has given us, and whatever He has given us, we can give something of it. This is the sign of a muttaqi. Oh Allah, make us of the muttaqeen, Ya Rabb. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء, those that spend in the time of prosperity and adversity. In other words, we can always give something to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make it part of our budget plan. For those who are very organized and they work out their budget every month, put there masjid, whether it is a 5 rand or a 50 rand or a 500 rand, or whatever you can afford, put it there in the budget. You're going to see it in your wealth. You're going to see the barakah. Just like that garden on the top of the mountain. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ فِي رَبْوَى أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبَهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلْ. I've told the story before, I'll tell it again. When I was in Fas, the city of Fas in Morocco, that is 26 years ago. In the summertime, it's extremely hot in Fas. They took us to a place called Ifran. Ifran, which is on top of a mountain just outside Fas. I don't know the height of the mountain, but when we got to the top of the mountain, subhanallah, going from the hot desert, literally into a lush tropical climate. Because there in Ifran, if it's not raining and producing, like Allah says, the garden on top of a mountain, it produces a double crop. If it's not raining, then there's always dabab, there's mist. And so the vegetation is always luscious. And you literally see flowers and fruit and vegetables growing in the street. And that is the likeness of somebody who spins consistently in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will always be barakah in their wealth. And barakah doesn't mean in terms of quantity. It means in terms of quality. That's what we want. We want quality. Because there's been many a millionaire today, and he's been a pauper next, walking next to his shoes tomorrow. We rather want quality. And that's where the word barakah comes from. إِذَا بَرَكَةِ الْإِبْلُ. When the camel goes down on all fours, nobody can move that camel. Only the master of that camel. But any other stranger tries to come and move that camel won't budge. That is where the word mabruk comes from. Mabruk, the mabruk, the sitting position, the secured sitting position of the camel. And that's what Allah will do to our wealth, to our rizq. When we spend in the path of Allah, there will always be barakah. It will always last. Whereas haram, al-haramu la yadum wa indama la yanfa. For that which is unlawful, said the Prophet ﷺ, it will never last. And if it lasts, it will never benefit. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد, جماعة المسلمين، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. صدق الله وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected gathering, جماعة المسلمين, as you've probably noticed, there wasn't a collection during the khutbah today. And like I said on the minbar a couple of weeks ago, that if there's anything that I, whether it be the committee or anybody at this masjid, is doing something that is out of line, then it should be brought to our attention. And from the bottom of my heart, you know, when I'm giving a khutbah, subhanallah, I don't even see that person making that collection during the khutbah. But it's still not an excuse. And the person that actually brought it to our attention, we thank them, because they have spoken the haq. They should not be. I think maybe what happened was because of our transition to doing a pre-khutbah, coming on the minbar, it is something that we didn't take note of. And so we thank that person for speaking the truth and bringing it to our attention. And alhamdulillah, from today, there will be no collection during the khutbah. There will be a collection before the imam gets onto the minbar. And there will be an opportunity, maybe for those who come a little bit later, that inshallah you can, you know, keep that sadaqah ready. You know, your hand on the trigger like Clint Eastwood, you know. Keep that sadaqah ready inshallah, that when you leave the masjid, there will be three of the committee members with bags that you can say Bismillah, fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah, and you can throw into one of those three bags. And just from a fiqhi perspective, why we didn't even go back to doing the pre-khutbah, now that we are doing it on the minbar, the khutbah should be on the minbar. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with doing the pre-khutbah, that is only from the minbab tarjumah. A tarjuma, the translation of the khutbah, because we're not an Arabic-speaking community. And we have discussed the mas'ala before, that the fuqaha have actually said that if you are in a land where the people do not speak Arabic, then it is awla, it is more proper to do the khutbah in the language of the people on the minbar. On the minbar. It is more proper, it is better to do the khutbah on the minbar in the language of the people, but it's just that the ayat from the Quran must be read in the Arabic language. So alhamdulillah, we have transitioned from doing a pre-khutbah translation to doing everything on the minbar, and we don't want to now digress. Because to go back to doing a pre-khutbah and making a collection still won't solve the issue. Because the reason for the prohibition of jam' tabarru'at, you can go online, you can actually see there's many fatawa about jam' tabarru'at fi athna' al-khutbah, gathering funds for the masjid during the time of the khutbah. So mas'ala has been dealt with in many parts of the Muslim world. And what the fuqaha, what they say is, the main problem with the gathering of the tabarru'at is the fact that it disturbs the musalli from the purpose for which they have come to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, and that is to listen to the maw'idah. And I'm going to give you a beautiful hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: man tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu, whoever takes wudu and does it well, thumma ata al-jumu'ah, and then they come for Jumu'ah, fastama'a wa ansata, and they hear and they listen. You know, hearing is one thing, paying attention and listening to the khutbah is another. غُفِرَ لَهُمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ وَزِيَارَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. Then they will be forgiven for all their minor sins from the previous Jumu'ah plus 3 days. Plus another 3 days. Why? Because مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings one good deed, Allah multiplies it by? He multiplies it by 10. Allahu Akbar. And he says, وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. And whoever plays with the stone, whoever plays with a stone,
then they have committed what we called al-laghu. What is al-laghu? Lagha is the verb. Lagha yalghu. Lagha literally means to say something bad, to speak something false, to speak something vulgar or obscene. That is the literal meaning of lagha. But for Jumu'ah, the mustalah of al-laghu is even to say to the person next to you, keep quiet. So in other words, any type of speaking, or even fiddling, playing with stones, or pulling on a tasbih, tak, 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 or a clicker, click, 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 or a cell phone. Any type of distraction is prohibited for the musalli to engage in, for themselves or for those around them, whilst the imam is on the khutbah. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is in Sahih Bukhari, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ أَنْسِتْ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْتُبْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ. If you say to your companion on the day of Jumu'ah, meaning the guy sitting next to you basically, keep quiet, or listen, listen, the imam is speaking on the minbar. If you say to the person next to you, keep quiet, whilst the imam is giving the khutbah, then faqada laghawta, then you have committed a laghu. You have done something which literally will nullify the reward of Jumu'ah. In fact, some riwayat, kanat lahu dhuhran, they will only have salatul dhuhr. They won't have Jumu'ah. So we must be very mindful of this. Besides the fact of gathering tabarru'at or sadaqat whilst the imam is on the minbar, remember the most important thing is that we must pay attention to what the imam is saying. Remember, and I've said this before, the imam is only a naqil, he's a delivery boy. What is he giving over? Qala Allah wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So please, reminder again, nobody's going to look after the houses of Allah for us if we are not going to look after them. There's going to be two opportunities every Friday, one before the Jumu'ah khutbah begins, before the imam gets on the minbar, there will be a collection. And for those that come a little bit later, or maybe somebody heard something that reminded them to give more, inshallah, if they get to the door, there will be three bags by the three exits where the sadaqah may be given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Make us steadfast on the sirat al-mustaqim ila jannat al-na'im. Wa qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-aziz ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitani ar-rajim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Wa rada Allahumma anil khulafai rashidin Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa anil Hasan wal Husayn wa ahli Badr wal Hunayn wa an sari ahlihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin wa an sari sahabatihi ajma'in birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma izz al-islam والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم صل إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.